Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The good news hour is coming to you once again with another portion or two from the Holy Scriptures. Now, I should like to further proceed along the lines that we have been speaking very lately. We were speaking in our last message to you about the final display of Gentile world power in this world, and of course, we noticed that it is diabolical, and the attempt is to get men and women, boys and girls, universally to bow and to worship the Antichrist. And in contrast to this, we saw God's answer of sarcasm in chapter 14 and verse 1, where we have brought before us the lamb upon Mount Zion, the tiny lamb, so that the entire world will be on the one side or the other. In other words, you will take sides with Satan and with the first beast and Antichrist, or you will take sides with the Lamb, you will take sides with our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the one means doom and the other means a definite eternal blessing, salvation, forgiveness, and joy, endless joy in His presence. Now, I should like to make this contrast a little further. We saw it in the way of a contrast, and I should like to proceed along those lines. We shall think then of our Lord Jesus Christ as the man of sorrows, for that He is described in the Word of God, and we shall turn to the passage in just a moment. In contrast to this, we have the Antichrist as the man of sin. We have our Lord Jesus Christ as the one who humbled Himself, and in contrast to this, we have the Antichrist who exalts Himself. We have our Lord Jesus Christ brought before us as the one who gave His life. And the Antichrist is brought before us as the one who takes life. We have our Lord Jesus Christ in the Scriptures as the one who brought peace, and the Antichrist as the one who takes away peace. And we have our Lord Jesus Christ brought before us as the one who gave His life. In other words, he could say, I lay down my life of myself. We have in Antichrist the one who forces and who introduces death. In our Lord Jesus Christ, we have the one who takes away sin. In the Antichrist, we have the one who makes sin to prosper, as has never been seen, never been known in world history. To receive our Lord Jesus Christ, you get the seal of the Holy Spirit. To receive the Antichrist, you would get the seal of doom. And then we have, all who trust our Lord Jesus Christ are seen as in His hand, and all who take sides with the enemy are seen as being in His hand, or held by in the embrace of the wicked one. And then, thank God, we're able to tell you that so far as our Lord Jesus Christ is concerned, we read in John 3 and verse 36, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. In other words, everything will be in His control eventually. So better examine yourself and see for sure on whose side you are. So far as the Antichrist is concerned, he's going to have and hold the controls of the economy of the world, and you would find that in the sixth chapter of the last book in the Bible of Revelation. Now shall we notice in some detail a little of what we have been going over. First, shall we notice our Lord Jesus Christ as the man of sorrows. You know, we sometimes sing of Him, man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim, hallelujah, what a Savior. And you know, that one who became the man of sorrows, he's spoken of in the eighth chapter of the book of Proverbs as God's co-equal. He's there personified, with wisdom personified, and our Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of as the one who is daily His delight, that is the delight of God, and rejoicing always before Him. And I'm sure we can further go on to say that not only was He the delight of God our Father in the ages past, but even here below, you turn to the epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, and you would read concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I delight to do thy will, O my God. And then, of course, the heavens opened up, and the voice from the excellent glory said, on three very special occasions, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And we want that you shall hear him today. Now, we'd like to point out that the Lord Jesus was a man of sorrows because he was in a world of sin and a world that was hostile to him. But oh, the sorrows that he bore when he went all the way to Calvary. What a precious title, though. After all, man of sorrows. He took our sorrows. He took our sin. He took our shame. Paid the penalty by his death and by the shedding of his own most holy and precious blood. On the other hand, think of the Antichrist, the man of sin. What a title. Man of sin. And of course, he will make sin prosper. Now, concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, he was not only the man of sorrows, but we read that he humbled himself. You turn to the second chapter of the epistle of Paul to the Philippians. We read there that he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that is the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow, and we want all who hear us to know that if you have not bowed to the Lord Jesus Christ, now you must bow to him. And of course, if you do not bow to him in time, accepting him as your own personal Savior and Lord, which would bring you instantaneous salvation, bring you forgiveness and a guarantee of a home in the glory. On the other hand, if you refuse to own him now, you must someday, for every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and that would be too late forever. And then, too, we would like to point out to our hearers, if you do not bow to the Lord Jesus now, if you do not receive him as your own personal Savior, should he shout his people away, and of course we mean by that his people, all that are reached and saved by the grace of God, immediately after the rapture, then there will appear the man of sin, the one who will exalt himself, as we find it in the second epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians. And perhaps I should notice that with you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3, which says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. That is, of course, the day of the Lord and the day of apostasy. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Oh, what terrific language. And I'm sure it does strike terror to the hearts, and should terror to the hearts of all who have not personally received the Lord Jesus Christ and made him their own. Now, I should like to further point out to you that our Lord Jesus Christ is not only the man of sorrows, he's the one who gave his life, and he's further the one who brought peace. Now, the Antichrist is the one who takes life, and of course, who takes away the peace of the world. And I should like to have time to read all these scriptures to you, but it just isn't possible in the few moments that we have to speak with you. Thank God there is a peace bringer today, a peace giver, and his name is Jesus. Why, just before he left this world, he said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. That's the peace of Christ, and that peace surely that fills the heart and the souls of all who trust Christ. Now, there never was a time when there was as much unrest in the world as there is at the present moment. And I want you to know that this is merely the beginning of sorrows. And there's a day coming when Satan's man, who sits upon Satan's throne for just a little while, he's going to take away the peace of this earth. Could you imagine anything so terrible? Could you imagine anything so terrifying? Take away the peace of the earth. Now, we thank God for the good old USA. We thank God for the peace that we have enjoyed these many, many years now, and we think of it as the best land on the face of the earth. But you know, the day is coming when there will be no peace here, no peace anywhere, save personal peace, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to be on the winning side, right today, turn to the man of sorrows, turn to the one who humbled himself, and turn to that one who gave his life a ransom. Turn to that blessed one who brought peace, who purchased peace, who offers peace. And further, turn to that blessed one who is dispensing eternal life. You see, we read in the Gospel by St. John, chapter 17, that this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I should like, however, just to stress that a little bit further. Today, a reminder that God's salvation, that God's peace, that the eternal life that he's offering may be yours. Listen to what he says, for instance, in the Gospel by St. John. He could say, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." And that, of course, will be eventually Antichrist. But he said, "I am come that they might have life, and then that they might have it more abundantly." Surely there have been aroused in your thoughts anxiety as to God and as to eternity, and surely you have been saying, if you've never said it before, "I don't want to fall into the hands of the Antichrist. I certainly wouldn't want to live under a regime like that." How could I be sure? Trust Christ today as your personal Savior, and life everlasting would be yours, and you'd be on the side of the Lamb, the winning side. God grant it today for his name's sake. Now we're interested in getting a line from you. This address would reach us: Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Let's hear from you. Drop us a line. Do it right today.